He was a Depression-era kid, 7 years old in 1929, when the stocks took their fatal plunge. "See," his old man said, "never put faith in money, Jerry boy." His father, Phil Braley, didn't either. Whatever Phil Braley earned was spent within 24 hours. Same with his wife, Maud. Phil was never actually out of work, as were so many then. He remained fairly steadily employed as a delivery truck driver. Maud kept a little garden in her Los Angeles backyard and sometimes took in laundry. But no matter how much money she made, she never had any. Her wages disappeared as fast as Phil's. From age 9 on, only son Jerry Braley was never without a paying job. One of his best-paying jobs didn't last long. A covert cell of anarchists hired him to stuff political pamphlets under people's front doors after dark. The group was arrested, and Jerry went on to more mundane jobs: sweeping floors, delivering papers and phone books, hawking oranges door to door. Whenever he passed the Western Auto Store, he'd check out the bikes. At first, he wanted the red flyer with the mock tank on the crossbars and the pinstriping on the fenders. Then, he didn't care whether it had any extras. Eventually, he didn't care what color it was. He wanted a bike, any bike. He hungered. He yearned. And yet, for all the years he worked, he never accumulated enough money to buy a bike. His money always went to something the family needed when Dad was between paydays. In high school, Jerry was very competitive and excelled in athletics. At home, he excelled in keeping creditors at bay. The family shopped at two local grocery stores and had accounts past due at both. Jerry would try one. If they refused to let him run up the bill further, he'd reshelve his purchases, highly embarrassed, and try the other store. His family never owned a house or phone. Jerry was so ashamed of their rentals that when he got a ride home from school, he'd get dropped off two blocks away. He painfully feared that someone would learn where he really lived. Jill's family coped with the insecurity and tight money of the Depression in just the opposite way. She, too, was 7 when the market crashed. Her father, too, managed to remain employed throughout the Depression, for he was a splendid carpenter. There the similarity ended. Phil Braley was a genial, laid-back, easy-going guy, ever ready to lend you a buck if he had it. Jill's father, Peter Winthrop, a tense and thundering rageaholic, hoarded every dime. Jill's family, like Jerry's, did without, but not because of spendthrift ways. Just the opposite. Money that should have gone for family needs went into the savings account instead. Belt tightening eased, and the country moved into war and prosperity. Phil Braley still never had a dime, and Peter Winthrop still...